following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's Taste Over at Subway, and we're celebrating with the new Tuscan Chicken Melt, the newest $6 footlong special. Enjoy a harvest of flavor with tender, juicy chicken tossed in zesty herb seasoning, then fresh toasted with melty cheese on your choice of bread. It's topped with balsamic vinaigrette and served up as a $6 footlong special. Savor the season with the new Tuscan Chicken Melt before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants, plus applicable tax. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, a Monday edition. Glad to have you along. Coming up on the program, we're going to be breaking down the excitement that was the fourth game victory in the WNBA Finals last night. It came to an end. Jeff, who won it?
I have no idea.
That's why we got to break it down. Also, coming up on the program today, Bo Pelini at his weekly press conference. Your thoughts, folks. Nebraska gets the win 29-28. Is this a game that Nebraska dominated except for the mistakes and the penalties? I think it was. This is as good as the defense has played all year. And the offense, you cannot knock Taylor Martinez. He's your Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week, all you Martinez haters out there. Nebraska finds a way to come back and win. Nothing's been pretty this year for the Huskers. Their competition, maybe not the best that they've ever played. Now Michigan rolls in. What do you make of this team? They seem to be struggling a little bit here lately. Even if it was a good defensive team in Michigan State, 12-10, man. Then you look at what Ohio State does. How can Purdue hold them down to basically 14 points with less than a minute to go in the game, and Ohio State finds a way to pull it out? Penn State's a favorite against Ohio State this week, by the way. Nebraska is a slight favorite against Michigan in Lincoln. What do you think about that? 7 o'clock on ESPN2. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number to have for today's program, and anytime that you want to join us, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Whether you want to comment on the Huskers, maybe you've got a question for Stu Pospisil. We're going to talk with him in our next segment about the high school football playoff brackets. C and D get underway on Thursday. A, B, and six-man get underway on Friday, and we'll break all of that down. We'll give you a little recap from Friday's state cross-country meet. Congratulations to all the medalists from there. Loper football team gets their first win. Hastings College gets their first loss. Of course, every Tuesday we talk with the coaches, Daryl Morris and head football coach Tony Harper. But all that coming up, the Husker volleyball team winners, all the volleyball teams winners, Huskers, Lopers, Broncos, pick up wins. We're heading into the real final week of the regular season for high school volleyball. Sub-districts are going next week. So we're down to volleyball and football on the high school side, and we're getting into the real interesting time for collegiate athletics at that point. Plus, basketball begins for everybody next week. In fact, practice is going on. Coach Yori is speaking at the press conference this morning, along with volleyball coach John Cook. So there's a lot to cover. And anything else, NFL, what we've seen, Major League Baseball playoffs continuing, What a day today. And we don't talk much about non-sports issues on this show, but this is October 22nd, right? And the election is 3 weeks from today, 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks and a day, okay? Aren't these presidential debates awful close together? They need time to swing us one way or the other after this. Didn't we just have a debate? We're having another one tonight? So there's Monday Night Football, there's Game 7 of the playoffs, and there's the debate. Which one are you going to watch? I'm sure that's our poll question today. Which one are you going to watch? The debate, Game 7 between the Giants and the Cardinals, or the NFL game between the Lions and the Bears? All that and more is what we can talk about today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us. Let's give you some of the times here for the football games in case you haven't heard them. Those are all released this morning, and we'll talk more about them in a little bit, give you time to get your thoughts in on the Husker game. C1, these are Thursday night. It will be 6 o'clock for the following games: O'Neill at Grand Island Central Catholic and Chase County at Ord. Then at 7 o'clock, Central City's at Kearney Catholic, Minden's at Adams Central, Gothenburg's at Cozad, and Gibbon is at Broken Bow. The C2 games, and those are, the West bracket, if I've got this right, and if you're listening out there, I apologize if your team might happen to be in the East bracket, but I think Lawrence Nelson is really the only team that is our considered listening area that's in that East bracket. C2, Sutton's the number one seed, and they're in the West. They'll host Cambridge at 5 o'clock. At 5:30, Kimball's at Blue Hill. Thayer Central's at Hastings St. Cecilia at 6. At 7, Centura heads out to North Platte St. Pat's, and Ravenna is at Donovan Trumbull. But the first game will be Southern Valley traveling to Crofton at 2:30. That could be interesting. That could be interesting. Crofton, always a power in the northeastern part of the state. Southern Valley's record's not great, but they have played some very good teams very close. So let's see how that pans out. The first game of our entire day in the area is that one. In Class D1, Franklin will take on the defending champions from Elgin Pope John on the road at 4 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock, South Loop is at Arapahoe. At 6:30, Elm Creek will host Stapleton McPherson County. And at 7 o'clock, Overton is at Loop City. Thursday in D2, the Lawrence Nelson at Osmond game is set for 5 o'clock. Giltner has now just finally finished out our area games here. They are going to kick it off at home 4 o'clock against Hay Springs. Poor Hay Springs. They had some good basketball teams that they took to the state tournament, high-scoring, fun teams. But, let's face it, this team, Hay Springs, just to the east of Shadron, has to drive out here and get rolled up by Giltner. And that game is going to be at 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, Elwood is at Shelton. And the 6 o'clock games, Amherst at Bertrand and Hayes Center at Kennesaw. Those games Thursday. In Class A on Friday, Kearney High has drawn the number 3 seed, and they will host Omaha Central at Foster Field at 7 o'clock. That game will air on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll also have the Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, and St. Cecilia games on our network of stations. More on that a little bit later. But Kearney will be there. If Kearney wins, then they will take on either Lincoln North Star or Omaha Creighton Prep in the second round, with Lincoln Southeast as the number 2 seed. That would be a potential semifinal opponent if Kearney can keep on moving towards a state final, where they might see Millard North, the only team to beat them this year. In Class B, weirdness of the draw, Northwest at Aurora. Aurora probably wants a little payback, but Northwest, who beat them 54-0, is actually the road team here. That game Friday will kick off at 7 o'clock. York did get in as the final team in Class B, and they head out to Scott's Bluff. So long drive there, but I think Coach Glenn Snodgrass will take it. His Dukes will head out there. And in six-man, Silver Lake will host Arcadia Friday night, and that game is at 6 o'clock. Juanita Palisade won the matchup between the 1 and 2 teams in the state on Friday, but it was a good close game, and we'll see how that all pans out this Friday. And of course, the six-man championship coming up at Foster Field. So there's your high school football playoff news. Your thoughts on any of that, give us a buzz, give us an email, give us a Facebook. The national rankings this week have Alabama number 1, followed by Oregon, Florida, Kansas State, and Notre Dame. Ohio State, after having to go to overtime to beat Purdue, drops down to number 9, while Michigan, edging out Michigan State, moves up to number 20 as they come into Lincoln on Saturday. Taylor Martinez, the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. The UNK football team, they get a big fourth quarter, and sophomore running back Ricky Trinidad, you'd have to think he's got to be up for MIAA Player of the Week honors. 219 yards, a career high, And the Lopers, 6 turnovers in this football game, but they found a way in the fourth quarter to get this turned around and pick up the victory. So congratulations to the Lopers. They are off 0 and on to the next game at Central Missouri. 5 teams out of the MIAA are ranked again, but kind of the shocking score of the weekend. Missouri Western State just pummels Pittsburgh State 63-14. Pittsburgh State was the defending national champion, been ranked number 1 all season, got knocked off last week, 35-31, I think, and then just get rolled, just get absolutely rolled. And so they are going to fall all the way to number 22. That means Northwest Missouri State's the highest ranked MIAA team at number 5. And then you have Missouri Western at 12, Emporia at 15, Washburn at 16, and Pittsburgh State at number 22. Volleyball, we told you how everybody won. Loper soccer, shout out goes to the soccer team. They go 2-0 over the weekend. The cross-country team finished 4th for the men, 6th for the women at the MIAAs. And for the Tri-City Storm, they split their games with Omaha over the weekend. Storm have the honor of opening the new Ralston Arena on Friday night as they take on Omaha one more time at 7:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So that's a little start to the show today, tell you a little bit about what's going on in our world of sports. And you've got the national scene as well with Lance Armstrong losing all of his titles. I guess we knew that was coming. What about Kansas State, though, folks? That shocked me. That shocked me. And let's take a look at our Pigskin Pick'em results from Friday. I stepped out to be at cross country, so I turned it over to Randy Bushcutter and Jim Langan. And that was the last time we lost opening week. And I was fearful. I went 6-5, and I'll have to say I was surprised by that. Should have went 7-4. TCU puked. Michigan State should have won. I should, you know, all those should-has. South Carolina shouldn't have. I was way wrong on that one, folks. South Carolina should not have. And our winner, well, it doesn't even matter. Our caller, Trent, a lifetime listener to the Doug and Daddy Show, Trent, 4-7. Sometimes it's not that we're doing so well on Friday, but our callers are struggling. 4-7 for the Trentster. And so, folks, are we up to 160? Is that where we're at?
Yes, sir.
Wow. We've had one person beat us. That was on opening weekend. And no one, that's week 8. That's week 8. So we're going to have 8 as we go into week 9, 8 $20 gift cards that you can use however you want to Cunningham's. It's really building up, folks. $160 in gift cards to Cunningham's Journal on the line this Friday if you can beat us in Pigskin Pick'em. Randy, actually the winner this week, 7-4. Jim went 6-5. I went 6-5, but mine didn't count. Just had to get those in for the year-long standings, which I still leave. Oh, wait a minute. What was our tiebreaker? The Nebraska final score? Oh, what was the Nebraska final score? 57? What Doug guess? 57! Can't do any better than that, folks. So be listening this week on Friday for another chance to take us on in Pigskin Pick'em. You want another chance to do better in your field? Well, then take care of your field with T&L Irrigation Systems. If unexpected maintenance and repairs on your electric pivot system are getting you down, and if you're wondering if there's another choice, well, then just contact the Oshners of Roseland, because their choice was simple. They own 8 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems and say we have a lot of confidence in our T&Ls and have had through the years. You can discover the T&L difference just like the Oshners did by contacting your local T&L dealer anywhere in this great state of Nebraska, or visit them online anytime, TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems are proven technology that works. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald joins us to talk high school football playoffs and Bo Pelini's press conference, all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
If Wells Fargo is giving their customers a free credit score, it's definitely worth looking into.
As part of our limited-time promotion, we're also giving customers a complimentary credit report. We can talk about ways your credit score affects your ability to borrow and the interest rates you'll pay.
I like that.
Stop into Wells Fargo from now until November 15, 2012, and ask a banker about how to get your personal access code to obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotion details.
Only the Home Depot has the innovative new Delta Prelude toilet for only $129. It's not only very affordable, it's also WaterSense certified, using less water every month while making hardly a ripple in your water bill. Save money without scrimping on performance with the innovative, affordable, and very efficient Delta Prelude toilet, only $129. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Monday night, it's a matchup of two contending teams in the NFC as the Detroit Lions play the Chicago Bears. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join me and Boomer Esiason live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Soldier Field for all the action. Can Lion quarterback Matthew Stafford and receiver Calvin Johnson connect against a tough Bears defense? Or can Jay Cutler and Chicago continue their winning ways? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
We'll see considerable cloud cover through the day today, along with a few breaks of sun in some parts of the region with a high near 67. Winds out the north will stay from 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see clearing skies and a low at 47. I'm Paul Frondley. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll be traveling the great state of Nebraska for the high school football playoffs, and to chat with us is the prep sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald, Stu Pospisil. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Doug.
Great to have you back on the show. Great to see you at Cross Country on Friday.
It was, and what a nice day. It was a Chamber of Commerce-type day out there.
That's what we do in Kearney, so that you'll come back.
I understand, so I know how I get there.
I know you do. What were the storylines? Because from our standpoint, there wasn't as much state trophies and state medals outside of Gabby from Holdridge winning Class C. We were kind of down as far as champions went in our part of the area, but that doesn't deter from the rest of the state. We really didn't have that one person going for three or four state championships. Crofton, as a team, gets their seventh state championship, but there wasn't a lot of strings or streaks that continued on Friday.
No, kind of a changing of the guard. You know, I think that Geraldine Poe, the repeat gold medalist in girls from Lincoln North Star, is halfway to four golds. And, you know, barring injury, she looks like she's got the game to get to four. Very good runner, nationally ranked, and you know, she held off one of the state's best distance runners in Sidney Hirsch from Millard West, and kind of did that all year. So it was a good push, and I think that helped Geraldine improve, helped Sidney improve, and now we'll see how their little friendly rivalry does next spring in track.
Well, let's take a look at one of the main reasons that we're having you on the program at this time, again, is to talk high school football playoffs. And let's start with Class A, your baby, on Friday night. Millard North has at least been in some competitive games, but one of the reasons are they have played an incredible schedule that you kind of touch on in your article today. But first with Millard North.
Nine games, nine teams that made the playoffs, nine wins. Every game against the playoff team and a perfect record so far. Millard North draws Norfolk as the number one seed. Norfolk was the last team to get in by virtue of a win over Grand Island. Norfolk and the Islanders were tied for the 16th spot, and that head-to-head win put the Panthers in. And, you know, Norfolk may surprise people a little bit. I think Millard North has a little bit of an Achilles heel when it comes to run-pass teams, you know, with its defense, and Taylor Reedy is a very good quarterback for Norfolk. If his line can give him some time, you know, he might be able to do some things against the Mustangs secondary.
We saw some parity, I thought, in Class A this year. Millard North stayed there in Kearney High, had a great year. But there are a lot. I mean, we're not seeing a bunch of 3-6, 4-5s in Class A. There's a lot of teams that have 1-3 losses that any of these guys could make some noise. How many of these Class A teams are legit that could make it to Memorial Stadium?
You know, I think to begin with, Kearney, you know, anybody away from Miller North has a chance of making it to Memorial Stadium on the 19th of November for the title game. That said, Kearney's got to play an Omaha Central team that I thought was hanging pretty good. Their three losses were each by a touchdown before they met Prep on Friday night, and they their quarterback got hurt in the second half and couldn't return. I think his availability is going to dictate a lot how this game goes. If Central has to go to a different queue, I think you know, it should be a pretty sizable win for Kearney. If Cameron Dorsey's able to play, I think it's a much closer game, and Kearney's going to have to work to win that.
Well, and their only loss by more than a score was last week against Creighton Prep, so they've three of the four losses have been pretty close. Dark horse team in A?
You know, it certainly could be the Bearcats. I think Omaha North has a lot of talent. Some people have said that they're the hardest-hitting team in Class A. They got Casey Sales, an Ohio recruit at tight end and defensive end. They can't go back to Lincoln to play Lincoln Southwest, the team that the Vikings beat 24-20 in September on the same field in a game that they needed a touchdown late to win. The difference is this game's going to be at 8 o'clock at night in Lincoln, and you know, you wonder how that extra 3 hours and the bus trip to Lincoln will affect the Vikings. And Southwest at 6-3 still has to be reckoned with, if not for the presence of Josh Banderas and Christian LeCouture, the two Nebraska recruits. They're now being paired up in the backfield.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on A and B. Kind of some interesting matchups. York has to travel to Scotts Bluff with the non-East and West. There were only a couple of big-time traveling. First, really cool, since we know Glenn Snodgrass, York's got that program turned around. Northwest has got their program turned around. I don't think anybody wanted to see Northwest and Aurora in the first round of the playoffs again. Maybe Aurora did, but you're going to give us a handle on the eastern part of Class B. This seems pretty open. I think a lot of people are debating.
I think it's wide open.
A lot of people debating who the best team is, and Beatrice didn't really sell themselves on last Friday night.
No, they needed a touchdown with 2.5 minutes left to go ahead of Crete, and I haven't read all the reports. I just was listening online Friday night as I was trying to gather scores, and evidently there was a controversial call late in that game that went against Crete. So had Crete won, Crete would have been in the playoff field and probably knocked out York, so it could have been Crete going to Scotts Bluff. But yeah, you take a look, Scotts Bluff's the number one seed, number two in my rankings behind Beatrice, which is three in the seedings. Gretna with the one loss, which was in the season opener to Omaha Scott. And Gretna's gotten considerably better on defense. I think their offense is still a little spotty. Takes on South Sioux with its passing game. Travis Manley and Zach Rosé of is it Rosé?
Oh, yeah, it's Rosé. Just like the volleyball,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Two of the best passing quarterbacks in Class B, and South Sioux gets to go in and into the Dragon's Lair on Friday night, and Rosé has to take on an Aurora team that really feels it was embarrassed by him in that 54-0 game a couple weeks ago. So, I don't envy Grand Island Northwest having to come back and you know, play an Aurora team again on its home field, and you know it's going to be closer than the 54-0.
Well, and it appears to me that one thing that's for almost certain here in Class B is we're going to see some different faces at Memorial Stadium this year in Class B.
Yeah, well, Crete certainly isn't going to be there. They're staying at home. Elkhorn, you just don't know. Actually, looking at the bracket, if Elkhorn gets past a Blair team that really has come on the last half of the year, Blair kind of had a young team with a challenging schedule. The first half lost four of its first five, has won four straight. They would have to go out to Scotts Bluff if Scotts Bluff handles the Dukes. And so that's a road trip that could be very interesting. Because Elkhorn still plays defense very well. Their offense is spotty. They scored only 15 points against Elkhorn South in a steady miss last week. Elkhorn South only lost to Beatrice 10-7 in the season opener. There's no guarantee Beatrice is going to make it past Friday night.
Talking with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald about the high school football playoffs. Let's move on to Class C1. There's a couple of classes that it was important where that line was drawn between East and West. And another thing I guess we look at, Stu, the West maybe have a little more power than they have had in recent years, if you want to go by your top 10 rankings and most people's top 10 rankings this year.
Yeah, it's a pretty even split. You got Adams Central, which has allowed two touchdowns all year, one on offense, one on defense, sitting there as the number two seed behind a Boone Central Newman Grove team that I saw playing over at Columbus Lakeview a couple weeks ago and just took care of the Vikings 35-7. Boone Central gets Ogallala in the first round. Kearney Catholic has very well handled its bump up to Class C1 and gone undefeated in eight games, and they draw Central City in the first round. A Kearney Catholic Adams Central matchup in the quarterfinals would be for the unofficial Lou Platt title, right? Then the winner would more than likely get Boone Central. Cozad's got the Paulson kid at running back. They get another rematch. They've got Gothenburg in the first round. Shattering's kind of a little bit of a unknown as far as how strong they are, and I think Boone Central and has the advantage in that half of the top bracket.
It's all about catching Norfolk Catholic, right?
Well, Norfolk Catholic lost to Pierce, so that's
by one point. Let's be honest here.
You got to knock off the champion to be state champion. Norfolk Catholic and Pierce would be a semifinal. You've got a Wahoo team that I think is healthier than when it played Norfolk Catholic. They lost to the Knights by three touchdowns. I know they'd like to get another chance in that. That would be a possible semifinal if Wahoo would get past Pierce. And looking at the other side of the Norfolk Catholic half of the East bracket, Boys Town would be the next game for them if Boys Town leaves Fall City with a win. Boys Town's got speed, and you always wonder how that can a speed team beat a solid defensive team like a Norfolk Catholic, and we may find out on Halloween night.
Stu Pospisil,
and that would be played at Boys Town.
Stu Pospisil with us here for another couple minutes. Let's try and run through the rest of the brackets here. Stu and C2, just off the top, and I know how good Giltner is. Aquinas in C2 looks like that could be about the easiest road to the final of any of the teams in any of the brackets, and I just don't know enough about Lutheran High Northeast. I know they had good seasons last year, saw them on the basketball court, but Elmwood Murdoch never finds a way to get to the championship game, and after that you've got a bunch of teams with 2, 3, 4 losses in their side of the bracket.
Aquinas and Norfolk Lutheran could be for the state title. Last year was 14-7 Aquinas, as Aquinas had its closest call en route to the state title. The Monarchs have won 21 straight games. Going into the playoffs, they meet Tecama Herman in the first round. Elmwood Murdoch, the Eastern teams, I don't think match up to the quality of the West. Beyond the top two undefeated. So, I'd be mightily surprised if anybody other than, the top two teams in the seedings and the rankings got to that semifinal. Now in the West, you've got a lot of good teams. Sutton's had a nice year at 8-0. Crofton just one loss to Norfolk Lutheran. North Platte St. Pat's is away from Perkins County, which has had an undefeated season against Nebraska opponents. Blue Hill, a team that has overcome that tragedy of the bus crash early in the season and has put together a nice year. And you know, you still got Hastings St. Cecilia over there, and I know St. Cecilia's been banged up, but you can never count out a Carl Tesmer team.
I know. You don't want to be on their side of the bracket. Sutton's got to be thinking, man, we finally beat them, and there's a chance we could play them again, and I know Thayer Central wants a crack there as well. Class D1, D2, quick thought on those two, Stu?
Well, in Class D1, the number one seed overall is Howells Dodge, and it's well-deserved. I think that, you know, I don't see anything that they can't handle going into the state finals, and I think it's probably either Burwell or Elgin Pope John coming in out of the West. And in Class D2, I've had Falls Church Sacred Heart number one from the start. I'm planning to see them. Their 3:45 game on Thursday. Humphrey St. Francis is on the number one seed, so they'd meet in the semis, and Giltner's awfully good. So, you know, my dream game would be a Sacred Heart Giltner game in Memorial Stadium.
Kind of a recap to wrap it up, Stu. Any oddities? There's always something a little quirky about West Point Guardian Angels could play Howells Dodge in the second round, but out of all the classes, was there something a little quirky that stood out to you this year?
Well, how about four teams in Class C1 with only two wins? You know, we're down to 48 teams in C1 and C2, and these folks want to expand to three classes? Think about it before you ask for these things. It just, you know, and I don't think the NCAA is going to go along with any recommendation coming from the Class Cs, because we're losing schools, and you want to add classes. It does not make good math.
Okay, Warren Buffett's giving you his paycheck. Who is the most solid chance to win a state title out of these six classes?
Ooh, well, you used to only take home $100,000 a year, so. But
I'll still give you that.
I take that. I think Aquinas ranks very high. I think that you know what Ron Mimic has done there year in and year out, and they got such a power-based team with Landon Stouffer and Seth Hoffman, and you know, their wing T set just gives people fits. So many double handoffs, and they execute so well. They've got good quarterbacking, and you know, I hope I can see that number one versus two matchup come off. But you know, we got a lot of games to play.
Stu, we're waiting for Bo Pelini's press conference, so I'll take you to this as the final question. Who's the most impressive player or two for you in the state of Nebraska that we're going to see play D1 football next year or in their college career?
You know, I really like how Josh Banderas has stepped up for Lincoln Southwest. Leading rusher at a position he's only played 1 year at running back. And leading tackler for a team, you don't see that very often on the Class A level. You know, I think he's got all the tools, and in track, you know, his goal is to kind of be like Steph Frost and win a district discus championship and a hurdles championship. So, you know, we're talking a multi-skilled athlete. He's just not power. He's just not finesse. Definitely the real deal in football.
All right, Stuart, we'll save the six-man championship till another time because looks like last week we had a preview of who might be in the final here in Kearney. So we'll let you get back to your work and enjoy the playoffs.
Well, thanks. We'll see you down the road.
Take care. Stu Pospisil, press sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, folks, that we have Bo Pelini's press conference coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we will be heading to Lincoln momentarily for that. While we await, let's do it in comfort in some brand new furniture from Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whatever you want, color, size, style, price, they're going to be able to take care of you, and they've been doing it for all their customers since 1977. In 34 years, they've grown to their four locations across the state, and that allows them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. That's Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bo Pelini coming up next.
Hi, it's the Herd. Technology has simplified the way we handle everyday tasks, like banking. Do it online. No need for a teller. Same goes for sending out letters and packages. Do everything right from your desk with Stamps.com. There's no need to go to the post office anymore. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and your own printer. You get exact postage for any letter or package whenever you need it 24/7. Then you just hand your mail to the mailman. He does the rest. You'll never have to go to the post office again. If you run a small business, you absolutely have to have Stamps.com, a money and time saver. Right now, use my name, Colin, for this special offer, a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. And don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, and type in Colin. That's Stamps.com, and enter Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover through the day today, along with a few breaks of sun in some parts of the region with a high near 67. Winds out the north will stay from 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see clearing skies and a low at 47. I'm Paul Frondley. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Monday. Glad you're along with us. Coming up, we're going to head to Lincoln momentarily to hear from head coach Bo Pelini and his weekly press conference. So stay with us for that after Nebraska's 29-28 win against Northwestern. And now Michigan coming in. So big ball game coming up on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And no time yet has been announced for Michigan State that we have been told. So we'll pass that along as soon as we do know more. Don't forget, folks, if you want to watch Husker football, Husker volleyball, or any of your favorite NFL and college teams, heck, tonight you got Game 7 between the Giants and the Cardinals, plus you got Monday Night Football. You're going to need multiple televisions, and the Chicken Coop is the place to be in Grand Island and Kearney. They're there for you. Get an early start with Happy Hour from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch your favorite sporting events and slide on in for lunch every day. You've got a homestyle lunch special, and today it's a steak sandwich with your choice of side item, just $6.99 for the steak sandwich and side item, $6.99 at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Now let's head to Lincoln for Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini and his weekly press conference as we recap Northwestern and preview Saturday's game against Michigan as the coaches just come into the room getting set up, and we'll head to Lincoln here for Coach Bo Pelini. That's Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini in his weekly press conference. Just kind of a mild-mannered Bo Pelini today. Wasn't doing a whole lot of cracking and joking. I think there's still a lot of concerns if you only beat Northwestern by 1 point. There's no doubt about that. But they did find a way to do it. Rex Burkhead, I don't think quite as optimistic if you read between the lines as they were a couple of weeks ago, thinking that he'll be back. And I think they need him against Michigan, especially just that presence on the sideline, not standing there, but being in the football game, being in the huddle. A lot of questions about Taylor Martinez, his second half, if he took another step, what he did. He's your Big Ten player of the week on offense. A little touching on Cam Meredith and a couple of position moves that obviously the Huskers had to make after the Ohio State defensive debacle. And let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, which I have to chuckle because Shane from Hastings says, Bo, where's the defense? Shane, what are you talking about? 10-3 and outs. 10-3 and outs. One big play. A lot of the points come off turnovers. If you're hammering the defense after Saturday, you're not watching the football game. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. A few more of your responses when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later. Adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Mostly considerable cloud cover through the day today, along with a few breaks of sun in some parts of the region with a high near 67. Winds out the north will stay from 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see clearing skies and a low at 47. I'm Paul Frondley. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Don't forget to like Think Midway on Facebook, and you can chat live with their staff, plus print off service specials online and save. Maybe you just need tire rotation, some new tires, a little maintenance work done on your vehicle. It ain't free, even if they could, they would love to do that for you, but they're going to do as best they can to keep it at competitive prices and as low as possible so that you have quality workmanship by their incredible maintenance staff. So stop by and see them today. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Online at Think Midway, a better way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, we just had Bo Pelini's press conference, and waiting to fill in on that, Fred joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Tecumseh. Fred, what's going on?
Not much, Doug. What's going on with you?
Well, everybody's just, relieved that Nebraska won on Saturday. How about you? I know you're the big Husker fan watching the game. Is relieved the word you're using today?
A surprise, because as usual, we left at halftime because it was such a crappy game.
You went to watch the WNBA finals, didn't you?
That's right. We had other places we needed to get. You know, just kind of going back on there, reflecting on some of the weekend, didn't get to see it because we were on our way home at halftime, and did hear from a couple people saying the nice scene that Bo threw on the sidelines again with another player, which didn't see it, so I can't really comment a lot about it, but I have heard if my daughter noticed it, it must have been something that was noticeable on TV.
Yeah, there was a penalty, and it was no Texas A&M-esque, but there was an exchange between himself and the player, and the player kind of defended himself, which nobody brought up today at the press conference about, did you go back on film on that play and see what was happening? But, yeah, of course, as I called it 2 years ago, Bo Cam. They always have a camera that's on Bo the whole game just in case something like that happens. But, yes, go ahead.
You know, it's kind of like another guy that we both mutually know that kind of is always the highlight of the film, is better known as Big Daddy. Everybody's always looking at Big Daddy. Everybody's always looking at Bo because Bo is a clown. He needs to settle down and get some respect from these kids instead of them not respecting him. And it shows in their football play. I think it shows in their preparation. And I think it shows in their play because I think these kids are afraid of him, because they're afraid of what he's going to say to them and he's going to get them off the side and shake them, you know, slap them on the hands and all this stuff. And I just, you know, there's no place for it. You look at the top programs in the country, you don't see that from top coaches.
Well, and a couple of things I'll comment on that. First, Fred, didn't we think that that was, and maybe not exactly, but we knew what kind of coach we were getting when we brought him in, that fiery was part of it, and that's what Nebraska fans wanted. They wanted a fiery coach. Now, that's my recollection of it. Secondly, he does have maturing to do. He's only in his mid-40s, and you look at the top coaches out there, I guess I'm trying to think off the top of my head here, and if I grab the rankings, which one of these teams has a head football coach that's in their 40s? You got Will Muschamp at Florida, and let's face it, he's playing with other guys' players right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I think Coach Pelini, like anybody does, has maturing to do. I don't think you ever stop maturing.
Yeah. You know, and another thing, I hear just through the rumors that, since I'm not there, I can't read the papers and stuff, that the World Herald guys just ripped him a new one again about, and it's a question I've brought up many times. Where are we from 5 years when Bo took over? Are we any better? There was no doubt, and everybody could see it, there was no doubt on that football field who was the bigger, faster, better team. But we have to wait till 2 minutes left in the game to win the game.
So what does that tell us about the Huskers?
Well, you know, it comes back to, I'm not a big deal about coaching turnovers and stuff, but simple turnover. You know, I don't mind if a kid gets these bell rung and fumbles, but simple stuff with just catching the ball has to have something to detail with their coaching.
Well,
and I'm not saying it's Bo. It's, maybe it's his assistants that need to concentrate on these kids and stuff, but some lack of preparation someplace.
That was pseudo brought up in the press conference today about Ross Ells and who's coaching what, and if there's going to be, they talked about the changes that were made on defense, and Bo, without being asked, talked about that there will be a couple of personnel changes in special teams. Now, Fred, since you were at the football game on Saturday, I'll have to ask you, because I found it funny, before the first fumbled punt, Matt Davison on the Husker Sports Network brought this up, and a lot of people will chuckle at it, but that's what I'm going with. He said, before the fumble, these guys got to watch out because they're looking directly into the sun. What was your thought?
You know, we were sitting looking in the sun, and the sun was bad. But to be funny, I called the fumble. I said, we are about ready to fumble this punt. And all I did is, and there was everybody around me, I said, just catch the ball. And I mean, and then all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. Everybody looks at me and going, really? Did you call that one? I'm going, hey, you know, the truth hurts sometimes.
Fred Nostradamus from Tecumseh. Anything else before we let you go, Fred?
Oh, not much. Just everybody else kind of feeling good. You know, like I said, we got back to the motel, watched it. You know, we felt good after watching. You know, we're not wanting Nebraska to lose, but it's just amazing how. We're tickled. When was the last time we would be tickled to beat Northwestern by one?
That's where we're at right now. Three of the next four at home, including Michigan. So you got Michigan, Penn State, Minnesota at home, and then you go on the road to Michigan State and Iowa. Out of those five, Fred, how many does Nebraska win?
Out of the five, I'm saying we win three. Saying we lose two out of five.
Fred, we always look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your trip home and be safe.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Fred from Tecumseh, who was at the game in Evanston, or at least part of it, he said. Jay from Cozad has called in this morning. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, I was listening to Fred babble there for a little bit.
Okay.
And felt really necessary to respond without calling anybody a name or anything, but kind of foolish that a guy doesn't see something and then thinks it's terrible. Bo said something to the kid, he made a mistake. Kid turned around and made a comment to Bo. I think a coach does that.
Yeah.
Fred doesn't think other coaches say that kind of thing. Take a look at the character down in Alabama. Take a look at Brian Kelly. Take a look at the other Kelly. I think people need to understand, I'm not happy with the way the team plays at times, and I'm happier than heck when they win, and I cuss when they lose. But I'll tell you something. If you got a feeling that these kids don't like Bo, you need to lay off the sauce. So anyway, I had to comment because I just disagree with that, everything that guy said.
Jay, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Have a good day. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Jay saying, you know what, it happens. And I think this is where we have had this on this show and wherever you're at in the media. This has been kind of the where the line is drawn and how close to that line do you want to be. Yeah, a lot of guys do this. Nebraska is making more mistakes. That's why they are losing 3-4 football games a year. They think they have the talent to not be losing those 2-3-4 football games a year. Coach Pelini is a little more animated, but I think, yes, if you put a camera on Nick Saban, Chip Kelly, and probably everybody but Bill Snyder, and you can even get Bill Snyder from time to time, it's just not quite as animated from the 73-plus year-old coach out there. You're going to get this. And I said it from way back in the Texas A&M finger-pointing Taylor Martinez point. And I think we're getting way off track, by the way, about actual X's and O's. But I can understand the point of maybe the kids. I think the kids respect Bo, like Bo. Maybe they don't. They've got 150 of them. I'm sure they all don't. I'm sure some of them think of him as his dad. And I'm sure there's a lot of them that are right in the middle there that want to play football, and they'll do what the man says. So, but there's always going to be a camera on Bo because no matter what he does, if they can catch just a little something, they're going to show it because it's television. Rex? Not the Rex Burkhead, but Rex in Kearney.
Yeah.
What's up,
yeah,
Rex?
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, we're stirring up some debate today. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to tell Fred that 5 years ago we were 5-7 and everyone was leaving the game at halftime. He's the only one, I think, that left the game at halftime this Saturday. So
it's a great
comment.
He gave
up pretty quick, I guess. But, you know, definitely we're not where we want to be. And but I feel good. I mean, yeah, you know, when I went to the Husker games and looked at their size and speed and that, and then you don't see that turn up on the field as much, it's disappointing. But I still take a look at the fact that if you look at a lot of our skill players and stuff, other than Burkhead, who's been hurt, and Taylor, who's in his third year, we're still fairly young overall with our wideouts and those things. So we're not where we want to be, but the sad thing is if we could cut down on the mistakes, we'd be a lot better off than where we are at right now. But that deal with the player and Bo and stuff, I mean, he got hot-headed. You know, we're used to that. It just tells me that he cares about what we're doing out on the field. I know he cares for his players. I think his players care for him. That's all I got to say.
Hey, thanks, Rex. We really appreciate it. Dent Popper Inbox, didn't we say we'd only have a successful season if Rex was healthy? No, but yes, that was a key part. That was a key part, and I think now that we've seen the running backs coming along, the bottom line is, as Bo has said, Rex is our best. As good as the grass is on the other side, the other guy's always better, Husker fan. Just to getting to that email a little bit, Rex, if he's ready to go and can go, he's going to go. He is better than the rest of the group. The rest of the group, pretty darn good, though. We're way over time. We appreciate your calls. We appreciate your emails. Jeff, have we got through everything today? Nobody waiting on the line? All right, let's finish it up with our poll question. Over the weekend, what will you remember most about Lance Armstrong's career? 47% said the Tour de France titles, 37% said doping allegations, only 16% said support of cancer awareness. I think that's probably where I would have went. After this is all said and done, it's going to be the cancer awareness. Today's poll question, which of these teams is having the most disappointing season? You think you're having it rough here. Which of these teams is having the most disappointing season? Auburn. Come on, people. A lot of people were making fun of Gene Cheesestick a long time ago. He walked in with other guys' players and Cam Newton and won a national championship. They're 1-6 and 0-5. Let me just make a comparison here. He's about where Bo is as far as that recruiting window. When you just take over a program and you're trying to make all the ties and get kids in, Auburn's 1-6, 0-5, and don't give me the SEC BS because Auburn won a national championship. Now they're 1-6. Arkansas, 3-4. Coaching fiasco. Michigan State, 4-4, but 1-3 in the Big Ten. Or Virginia Tech, 4-4, 2-2 in the ACC. I'm shocked about Virginia Tech because you're just so used to them winning all the time, being that team that just doesn't get beat. But to be 4-4, I am surprised by that. But there's no doubt the most disappointing season is Auburn. And could it cost a coach his job that quickly after winning a national championship? Folks, I want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We've went over, but we'll always do that when your talk is there, whether you're Fred, whether you're Rex, whether you're Jay, whether you're emailers. We always love to hear from you. Damon Day will be in with us to chat tomorrow more about Big Red. We'll also be talking with UNK football coach Daryl Morris and Hastings College football coach Tony Harper. They both did something Saturday they hadn't done all year. UNK won, Hastings lost, and we'll see how that has them going forward. So that's tomorrow, a Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Don't forget, every Wednesday, our Husker Lunch. You can bring your opinions. You can ask questions. You can get them answered. You can hear the recap. You can hear the preview. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, with us at Cunningham's Wednesday for our Husker Lunch. We'll be there from 11 to 12, and the Husker Lunch from 12 to 1 every Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal. I want to thank Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, for joining us earlier in the show to break down the high school football playoffs. If you missed any of it, it's on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Playoff football starts Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.